Now joining us, head coach of the Oaks Tornadoes football team, Greg Dobitz. Oaks coming off a win last Friday, 55-0 over Oak Grove at home. And this week, well, Oaks was supposed to play Friday night at Northern Cass. However, postponed due to all the snow. Is this the earliest you've ever had a postponement due to winter weather?
It's the only time I've ever had a postponement. Yep. Really? In my 14 years, we've always played on the day we were supposed to play. So,
see, I thought maybe there would be a late October game, or even playoffs where you have to put some off.
You know, last year we had snow on October 10th or whatever it was. Yeah. It was like the same exact day, right? But it was the next day. It was sun was shining and it started melting. We moved some snow and we were able to play, so it wasn't a problem. But yeah, this is first time in my 14 years.
Well, I suppose then this. I mean, if you're gonna pick a week, I guess this would be the week to do it.
Because actually we play Saturday, so we're gonna be able to have a normal week of practice after our game on Monday. So, I mean, it works out perfectly for us.
Yeah, I mean, are there any concerns with pushing the game back at all, or is it just
no? I mean, the field conditions are not gonna be pretty. I'm guessing, you know, the farther east this thing went. There was a bunch of rain in front of it, so you get the rain, and then the snow on top of it, I feel bad for the moms because those uniforms are not going to be pretty. We may just power wash them all before they get on the bus.
Yeah, there you go. So 55-0 win against Oak Grove. As I said before we started, I mean, there wasn't a lot to talk about just because I thought it was a dominating victory in all facets of the game pretty much. I mean, do you want to throw anything else out there in terms of how the team played on Friday?
Well, two things. You know, one was it's always good to get your JV into a varsity game on Friday night. And we've been able to do that a couple of times now, and I saw marked improvement from our JV kids. I mean, we lined up better. We didn't turn the football over. We moved the football. You know, the first time out, there was penalties, and then we ended up turning the football over against Milner, our sergeant. Yeah. I mean, it's good to see that improvement. I mean, they hadn't played a JV game in a while. They played on Monday after they got into that. So, you know, that was one thing. And then, you know, you said, you know, it was a great performance all around, and it was, but there were still things that we took away from the film, and it was like, hey, our inside linebackers got to do better. We've got to be better there. Our defensive line has to use their hands better. You know, there's little things that we're able to find that we're working on to get better.
Absolutely. Two games left. Now, I've heard how the playoffs work, but I want to confirm with you, is it four teams from...
Four teams from each region make it,
yep. Okay, and then so does it just go one versus four, two versus three within our region?
No, what happens is at the end of the season, the QRF is going to be used to rank the four region champions. So right now, Velva is ranked one as a region champion. Langdon is ranked two. Our region is ranked three with Lisbon, and then Bowman County is ranked four. If things stay pat that way, the number one region would match up against the number four region, so Velva's region and Bowman's region, so that number one would play the other region's number four.
Sure, okay.
And then so our region, being the three seed, would match up with Langdon's region, the two seed. So our number one seed, Lisbon, would play the four seed out of that region and so forth.
Gotcha. Thanks for clearing that up, because I was talking to a couple guys after the game on Friday, and they were going, do you know how the playoffs work?
Is that it's, you know, they change it every couple of years, and I like that they're starting to you know, rank some things. It's not just East versus West and, you know, stuff like that. So it's good.
Sure. So let's focus on the game now on Monday night against Northern Cass. What do you know out of the Jaguars? What are we going to see from them?
Well, they're a physical football team. They've got some linemen that get after you. Number 61, I'm sorry, I don't have the names, but I mean, he gets after it. He plays hard. He plays downhill. Running backs are big and physical. Now they've lost their starting quarterback, to an injury. I know, he won't be back, but you know, he could be. I don't think he's going to be. So, you know, but again, just like against Milner and our sergeant, that kid's had 2-3 weeks now. So he's getting some, I mean, he's making some plays where, you know, that first game it was like, wow, that, you know, but then this last couple of games against EEK, he made some plays. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to deal with some adversity playing on a Monday night, playing earlier than normal. You know, all these things, playing on field conditions that aren't conducive to anything football wise, you know, there's going to be some adversity. So we have to get by that. We have to play physical football, and I expect us to do that.
Oaks with two games left, Northern Cass this Monday and then Saturday against Ellendale, Edgley, Cullum.